Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for Tuesday, September 30th. Proudly brought to you by our friends over at Crockett Septic. Want to shout them out real big and want to thank them because they give us the opportunity to do some really fun things around here. I have your host, James, and we're being joined right now by the Miss Wisconsin Rapids team pageant contestants. This is something we have done for over a decade around here, a long time we've been able to have these young ladies come on the air with us, talk to us about the pageant, and in that time, I have learned so much about pageanting. I feel like I could do this. I wouldn't do very well. I'm not saying I would do well, but I feel like I could do it. And then I think about actually doing this competition, and it reminds me of how brave you all are doing this, all these future contestants out there, and encouraging other women to do this and everything. I appreciate what you guys are doing and putting up with my fun questions, hopefully silly fun questions, and getting to know you all a little bit better. I'll have you go down the line here, let you introduce yourself so the audience can put a name to the voice.
My name is Olivia Hoyer.
My name is Haley Plantico.
I'm Caitlin Mandreski.
All of you, great to have you back in again with us. We've talked before. Appreciate the time, as always. And really, again, appreciate you all putting yourselves into this competition and doing this. And want to start off, especially for people who haven't listened to last year or the other times when you've joined us, can you tell us a little bit about yourselves and start on the end here?
Yep. So my name is Olivia Hoyer, as I said, and I am the current Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2025. I have been doing a lot with my CSI, Tools for Tomorrow, helping promote classroom growth and help with collecting tools. And I've just been keeping really busy this year.
Have you been enjoying it?
Oh, I've been loving it. I'm not looking forward to the end.
Yeah. I can see it. I can see it in your face, which is wonderful. Has this been what you thought it would be, or has it been more than you thought it would be?
Oh, it's been so much more, especially not really knowing what I was all getting into. It was going to be my first time really within this organization at this level, and it's just been a continuous growth for me, learning so much within it.
You've done a great job. I've heard great things, and well done. And again, congratulations. I don't think we got to congratulate you since you've been back. You've gotten the crown. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Continue down the line here.
I'm Haley. This is my second year running for Miss Wisconsin Rapids. My first year, I was super nervous. I still am. But I came back just because of the sisterhood. It's really not a beauty pageant. It's a scholarship organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well said, Haley. Well said. Thank you.
I'm Caitlin, and this will be my third year for competing for Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, and I keep coming back because it is just so wonderful. I learn so much and grow as a person every year.
Piggybacking on that, if you guys could answer for us why you entered this pageant and kind of like some of what you've already mentioned there a little bit with maybe some of the other reasons of why you originally got into it. And
I have to give my grandma credit for it. She had been pushing me into wanting to do the organization for many years, and I just kept putting her down, saying, no, not my thing. And finally, one year I just gave in just to get her off my back for it, but I ended up falling in love with it, and now I don't think I'm ever going to leave. I'm going to be here forever.
As you get older, that's something that doesn't change, by the way. Your parents or grandparents, like, they, and so many times they're right, too. Don't tell them I said that, but yeah, they're right usually, but...
So I started mainly because I had a friend, very dear friend. She was pushing me to do it. And like I said, it wasn't really my thing. I decided to just go for it one year because I had so many people supporting me. And I came back mainly because of the friends that I have made. Everyone is so sweet and is so willing to help you and support you in the competition.
I joined because of the scholarship opportunities. And then after talking to girls who have competed for it before, getting to hear all the sisterhood, and then actually joining in and finding out the sisterhood really is a real thing.
Yeah. And again, kind of piggybacking on those answers and all great stuff, you three. Really, really nice stuff. When it comes to the benefits of being a part of this competition, what are some of those that you would that you have found, and what are some that have been exciting, like, oh, I didn't expect this to be a part of this?
I think for me, it really is the sisterhood. Everybody says that this organization is surrounded by sisterhood and helping build each other up, but you ultimately know that it is a competition. So in the back of your mind, I think everybody always thinks there's going to be some of that competition. And as much as every girl is competing for the crown, we truly do lift every single one of us up. At state, I don't think there was a single girl who wanted to tear me down. Almost everybody was supporting everyone, and it was just a great thing to watch.
Hmm.
I think you gain such a good sense of community doing this, because it is super community focused. You're out in the community, regardless if you win or not, and you're supporting the people around you.
I would say the personal growth, you walk into it not as confident, and when you walk out, you are 10 times more confident, and every year you go back, you just gain more and more confidence.
You know, all, again, great answers. One of the things, and you've brought up a number of times, the sisterhood and some of the fellowship there and everything. And it's for the audience, I know they don't get to see the interviews, they don't have a visual component to this, but I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. And every single contestant that has come in here, everybody is friendly. Everybody is, you know, helping each other out, rooting for each other. You know, if somebody's walking in and they got something in their teeth, they're going to tell the other person, you know, that kind of thing, that kind of friendship. It's really sweet to see, and it's really, like, organic, it feels like. It's just one of those things that you guys, that happens to just happen, and that's really unique and beautiful, and we don't have enough of it out there, so it's great to see in this particular case. And bringing up the scholarship is not brought up nearly enough, and how important that is, and what a big impact that can make for a family and for an individual. It's a great part of this, and all great answers, y'all. So what will you be doing as far as the competition part of this goes? And I'll just kind of go down the line here a little bit with this, or what you did do even.
So I know it's going to be a lot different for me at this coming competition, being the title holder and not having to compete. So I'm looking forward to having fun and no stress throughout the whole thing. I know they're kind of working on, I'll be helping the girls warm up for the interviews. I will be helping crown the next girl. So I'm just looking forward to the new experience that I'm going to get.
This year, I'm doing a painting on stage I did last year, but taking from what I did last year, I've really grown a lot, and I'm very excited for this one.
Very cool.
I'm going to be doing a contemporary point dance, so it's not going to be your classic traditional ballet. It's going to be more of like the creepy, flowy point.
Interesting. Very cool. All great stuff. Much better than what I would do, just standing up there looking scared. I feel like that's what I would do. If I don't have a character to play, I'm on stage. I don't know how that would go, but it's really good stuff, you all. That's really, really fun. So when it comes to somebody, a young girl out there listening, and maybe she's been thinking about doing this and asking her parents or her guardians about being a part of this or something, what would you say to a younger person out there listening that is thinking about being a part of this pageant?
I would tell them, just do it. You're never going to know what it is until you try it. And I promise none of us bite. We're all super friendly. And we talk about the sisterhood. We'll make you feel welcome. And just to be able to experience it, you never know what's going to happen until you try. And I promise it won't be as scary as everyone maybe thinks it is.
I completely agree with that. I've always been very shy my whole life. So this is something that is completely out of the norm for me. But I love it so much. I've grown so much out of my shell, and I think it's really good for younger girls to get into.
Everyone there is to help you. There's a bunch of host moms who will help get you ready. We have a pageant closet, so you don't need to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on an evening gown. It's all there for you. We have a ton of volunteers that come in like the week of show. Everyone's there to help you. The girls are all there to help you. You have a question, a girl will help you.
You know, again, as somebody who came into this 9 years ago knowing almost nothing about this kind of competition or pageants in general and all these things, it was my mom that really got me to understand the scholarship part of this. But Caitlin, the part that you bring up there is something that I don't think a lot of people know about all the time, and especially to families out there that may look at this and think, well, I don't know that we can afford that, or I don't know that we could do that. And I really respect and appreciate the committee, everybody involved in this, making it so that any family can be a part of this, any young lady can be a part of this. That's really impactful, really important, especially when you look at the scholarship part of this. And even bigger than that is, as hard as it is to say sometimes, is the fellowship and being able to, every kid getting a chance to experience what you three have. That's very cool, and I appreciate you bringing that up. What are you looking forward to about the competition? Now, you've already kind of mentioned this a little bit. You get to be a little bit of a fly on the wall for this one. That's going to be kind of fun for you.
Oh yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. I can't even stop smiling when I think about it. It's going to be so cool.
I imagine part of that for you is certainly the relief a little bit. There's a human element to that, but also just from hearing you talk and talking with the others here and everything, being able to cheer the others on, I imagine. Mm-hmm.
They're all like my sisters. Even if there's some that I've met just this first year, we always joke about within the organization, everybody's each other's little ducks. And I know our directors will laugh about that later, but they really are a family. And so I'm just so happy to see them all do the best that they can. And I really just am so excited.
Right on.
I'm super excited to see how everyone presents their CSI on stage this year. I'm super passionate about mine, and I know all these other girls are so passionate about theirs, and I'm very excited to see that.
I'm just so excited to see how much everyone has grown on stage, watching everyone come in shy on the first day of workshop to going on stage and really being themselves and not caring what other people think of them.
The growth from year to year in seeing in you individuals, especially as they come back and continue to compete and everything, it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen sitting in this chair, is seeing the growth of you guys and how much you guys enjoy this and get into it and everything. And it really is a joy. It's a humble little thing to be able to do. It'll be a tiny part of all of this. It's fun to see and really a cool part to mention. You mentioned CSI as well. Would you mind mentioning what a CSI is for those that may not know and what your past one was?
Yeah, so your CSI is a community service initiative. It can be anything that a girl is passionate about. It's something that they feel the community might need more awareness on or more help for. And it's their job then to, they take hold of that and find what they're really passionate about and how they can help within that. And so mine was Tools for Tomorrow. And so this last year I've been working really hard on helping students feel safe and involved in their classrooms, and then also helping collect school supplies. I worked with United Way Stuff the Bus, and just making sure to give the classrooms and students all the resources they need.
You're very good at this. Very good. Like another one of your CSIs could have been descriptors, you know, just describing things. Very well done. Very well done. So could you tell us how your CSI came?
So my CSI is the Courage to Ask. It's about feeling safe asking people for stuff and anything really. And I really want to instill that sense of community because people are out there to help you. There's so many resources, and I want to push that on a lot of the younger generation so that they don't feel isolated.
It's a really good one. Yeah.
My community service initiative is Music is an Instrument to Growth. I really want to push people to get into the music, whether it's band, orchestra, or choir. You really do find a sense of belonging, and it helps you throughout school, too. You get better academic grades.
It really, it helped me focus on other things, being in band and doing some music and everything. I noticed I never was going to become a world-class musician, but it certainly helped me focus on in other ways. And the friendships I made and stuff in band, it was a lot of fun. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you all so much for hanging out and joining us. I want to remind everybody that the Miss and Teen competitions for Miss Wisconsin Rapids is coming up October 25th over at the Performing Arts Center. You can find out more by going to MissWisconsinRapids.org. MissWisconsinRapids.org. Head on over there. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Wishing you all great time. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Good luck to each and every one of you. Thank you again so much for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.